Come on, is God good? Come on, say it like you mean it. Is God good? Hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for keeping us in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to Teller Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Teller family and all of our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Can we give our pastor a round of applause? Hallelujah, the shepherd of this house. Hallelujah. A quick couple of notes for you. If you struggle with stairs and need to use the bathroom, there's a bathroom right here that you may use. There's another bathroom for ladies and men downstairs in the basement area. Amen? Amen. I'm going to read the scripture to you, and then we're going to go into prayer. Please stand for the reading if you are able. Hallelujah. We're going to Psalms 100. Verses 1 and 2, Psalms 100, verses 1 and 2. Again, that is Psalms 100, verses 1 and 2. When you got it, say amen. Amen. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you lands, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Amen? Amen. Bow your hands as we pray here. Dear Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Jesus. We come before you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. To lift up our hands and say thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God, we thank you for every day this week that you kept us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, we thank you for keeping our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For keeping our minds during the things that we were going through that we didn't talk about, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the healing that you've given our bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Whatever was hurting when we walked in, God, in the name of Jesus, may you heal it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Restore the hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. God, we thank you for everything right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. It may hurt, God, but it will not work, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. So we lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God, for your promise, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for your word, God. Hallelujah, God. For God is not a man that he shall lie, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So I thank you for your word, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Your word that will not come back void, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For I will enter your gates, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. I will enter your gates, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving in my heart, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Because I'm thankful for you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. For you didn't have to do it, but you did, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For God so loved the world, God. Hallelujah. You loved us so much, God, that you sent your only begotten Son, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for your Son that heals, God. Your Son that delivers, God. Your Son that restores, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your Son that is the Alpha and Omega, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Your Son that's the beginning and the end, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just lift our hands right now, God, just to say thank you to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For you have given us joy, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So no matter what the trial or tribulation is, God, I'll still raise my hands, God, and sing hallelujah anyhow, God. In the name of Jesus, God, because what is that trial to you, God? In the name of Jesus, God, what is that tribulation to you, God? In the name of Jesus, God, for you have overcame everything that I could ever go through, God. In the name of Jesus, God, so I lift my hands in gratefulness, God. I lift my hands in thankfulness, God. I lift my hands in praise, God. I lift my hands to give you glory, God. I lift my hands to give you honor, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for you are worthy of all the praise, God. In the name of Jesus, God, no one else deserves it but you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I don't need a rock to cry out for me, God. in the name of Jesus, God, because as for me and my house, God, we will praise the name of the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, God, where the righteous will run in and be saved, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I run to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I run to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You told me to look up to the hills, God, from which cometh my help, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So whoever needs help in this house, God, hallelujah, Jesus, when they look up to that hill, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm putting your word in front of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You have to help them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The moment they look up, God, in the name of Jesus, God, send down your help, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send down your comforter, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, we lift you up high, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift you on high, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For you said, if I be lifted up, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'll draw all men unto me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I'll never stop lifting you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I'll never stop praising you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I'll never stop exalting you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, because you're worthy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't let the program get in your way, God. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. On earth as it is in heaven, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Touch who you need to touch, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And do it when you feel like doing it, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Come on, just clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's the sound of praise for you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. That's the sound of glory and honor to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. That's the sound of glory and honor, God. In the name of Jesus, God. May it pierce the gates of heaven, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. And we pray all these things, God. We pray all these things, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Your name that gives strength, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. Your name that redeems, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Your name that gives power, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hey, God. Your name that makes demons flee, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Your name that is victorious, God. In the name of Jesus, God, if God be for us, God, in the name of Jesus, who could ever stand against us, God? In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, we thank you just for your son, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray all these things, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in Jesus' name, God. And let the church say amen. 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 Come on, clap your hands there. Amen. 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 Continue clapping as we welcome Courtney and company to do our praise and worship. Amen. Come on, we can do better than that. We can do better than that. God is good. God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah.
Come on, let's continue to clap our hands and give God praise on this morning. Come on, I can't hear you. Is God good to you this morning? Has he woke you up this morning? I know this is a youth and young adult service, so all the youth and young adult, can you clap your hands and give God praise? Because there's so many things that we could not be here today. But he gave us life, he gave us hope, he gave us strength. God, he got you through the school year, and he's going to get you through this next school year. Anybody believe that he is faithful to us? Does anybody believe that he is gracious to us? We call him holy. We call him worthy. We call him God. We call him King. He's our Savior. So this is a familiar song. If you'd like to stand up on your feet and join in with us this morning as we give God praise and honor, come on, clap your hands this morning.
Oh, God, we adore you. God, we worship you.
You are so holy to me. Anybody believe that? I call you holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are. And holy you'll be.
Hallelujah.
Anybody believe that he's holy today? You know what? Anybody believe that he's holy? I know it may not be somebody that's up here all the time and you're not used to me being here, but if you can connect with me in the spirit, because God is so righteous, he's so holy. And right now, I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a struggle for me to be here. Young people, it's been a struggle because I know what you're going through. I may be 33 years old, but I deal with depression. I'm dealing with depression right now, to be honest. A lot of people don't talk about it, but it's real. So that's why I call him holy, because he's a healer. That's why I call him awesome, because he's a provider. Hallelujah. And I understand that your praise not be the same as mine. And it's okay. But I want you to know that you're going to be encouraged. Whatever you're going through is going to be okay. You believe that? Do you believe that? Do y'all believe that he's a healer? Do y'all believe that he's a way maker? He's a provider. Hallelujah. So it's an honor and a privilege to be here to worship with you all. Y'all really are my family. I haven't seen a lot of you in a long time. But for those who I've never met, y'all are my family, because we are family of Christ. We've been adopted by Christ. But I want you to know that you will be encouraged, because God will make a way for you even when you can't see it. He will provide for you even when you don't understand how you're going to get out of the situation. God is so awesome. I hope y'all really believe that he's so awesome. It may not make sense right now, because a lot of things that I'm going through, honestly, it does not make sense. But I believe that he sent me here for a reason. Not only to encourage you all, but to be encouraged by you. We sing your faces. So God, we honor you on today. If you believe that, can y'all lift your hands today and say, God, we honor you today. God, we know that you will provide for us. Because he's a way maker. He's been faithful. To us. He's been so awesome. He loves us so much. Beyond whatever we can see or imagine. He wants to do so many wonderful things for us. So many wonderful things. And I hope that some point today, young people, that if you don't know him, that you will accept him into your heart. If it's your heart desire. We're not pressuring you. We're not trying to force it on you. We hope that you just being here, that you leave with something. Leave with something that will change you. That will change your hearts and your minds. Seriously. So I encourage you to get into the service. Stand up. You can just look around. Touch somebody's hand. Move side to side. Run around. Whatever you got to do. Just to get what you need from God. I'm so serious. So I thank you all for being here to worship together. To encourage the young people. So as y'all go to school this year, I hope that y'all decide to put God first. Seriously, put him first, because when you do that, he will guide you. He will make your path straight. He will give you the desires of your heart. If it's pure and intentional to do things for him, it may not make sense and it may be hard, seriously. But if you connect with people that really want to see you grow and move and be better in life, connect with them. So I thank God for each and every one of you that has come here today. You didn't know what you were going to expect. You didn't know what was going to happen. But it's a reason. God had a purpose for your life. So because of that, we lift his name on high. His name is Jesus. And he is the greatest name of all names. Anybody believe that today? Does anybody believe that he is the greatest name of all names? There's no other name greater than his. So we say we lift your name high. Your name will be lifted high. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we lift your name on high today. You will forever be lifted, forever be worshipped. Oh, sing, oh, 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 oh. Jesus is lifted high, lifted high, lifted high. The name of Jesus is lifted high. In this place,
the name of Jesus lifted high,
lifted high,
lifted high.
The name of
Jesus lifted high.
In this place,
in this place.
Oh. The sons and daughters shall be saved, shall be saved, shall be saved. Sons and daughters shall be saved in this place. Sons and daughters
shall be saved,
shall be saved,
shall be saved,
shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
Sons and daughters
shall be saved
in this place.
Sons
and daughters, to be glorified. God is to be edified. Because if we were anywhere else, And they said, for the incoming of the great superstar, y'all be clapping, right? So God is amazing. So what would you do if he was in his place? What kind of praise would you give God? What kind of praise would you give our God? Would y'all lift your hands? Would y'all scream? Come on. If God was walking in, I'll say, for the incoming of our pastor, of our shepherd, of our holy redeemer, of our way maker, give God some praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Come on. Give him some praise. His name will forever be lifted, God. His name will forever be lifted high. His name will forever be lifted high. Because he's our king. He's our master. He's our savior. So, God, we honor you. God, we worship you. Have your way today, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, can you say hallelujah? Oh, come on, y'all can do better than that. Can y'all say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Come on, lift up a shout to him. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you want to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Can we give Courtney and company a hand? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Keep praising them, Court. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to call up. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm trying to move on, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with just worshiping him in the name of Jesus. Even when the music stops, there's nothing wrong with just saying hallelujah to him. There's nothing wrong with just throwing your hands back and saying, have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. The heart of a worshiper, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to call up our deaconess and deacons, Helena, Deaconess Kim, to do our Celeste Williams Scholarship. I'm sorry. Oh, and Deaconess Rowe. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Can we clap for them? Hallelujah. First Lady Rowe, actually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good morning. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes, God.
I am going to be presenting about the question that we had this morning. And so I'm just going to read the question first. I'm going to acknowledge all of our students. So our question this year was, God is looking for you to become the commander of one of his army divisions. Those divisions are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. YLE applicants, your assignment is for you to, one, they were to select from the list that division you want to lead. Two, explain the purpose and goal of that division. Three, identify the terrain where you want your division to battle. For example, it could be at school, on an athletic team, playground, music, art, dance team, etc. And four, create at least three drills. High school will create two drills, and middle school and under was three drills for high school and two for middle school and under. for God's soldiers in that division to keep them all spiritually in shape to battle for God on the terrain. A prayer drill would be one obvious example. And so that was the question this year. This year's topic was very intense, to say the most. It made you think, gather your thoughts, and then dive into it. Therefore, I must say that we were impressed at how you guys went about answering the question. I want to take this time to acknowledge each and every one of you for doing an outstanding job. Without question, you all deserve a standing ovation for your efforts, your diligence, and responding to the question thoughtfully. It did not go unnoticed. In fact, it was very difficult for us to choose. But after reading and rereading each and every essay, we were able to make a decision. Lastly, I want to personally acknowledge Aiden for participating this year. He came in a little bit later, but we thank God for him because he is now an official member of the YLA. Great job, Aiden. And I would also like to acknowledge Christina, who came with Deaconess Lillian. One Sunday she came and she decided to participate, and she did our essay. She sent in the essay. It was fantastic, and we enjoyed it. She is not a member here, but her efforts were amazing as well. Great job, Christina. Again, kudos to all of you for working so hard and diligently to get the job done. On behalf of the Celeste Williams Board, we want to thank you all. We want you to all to know that we are beyond proud of each and every one of you. I'm going to leave you with this quote. There is no substitute for hard work, and that is by Thomas Edison. So again, we thank you. We thank you for working hard. We know it wasn't an easy question because when I seen it, I was like, oh my goodness, how can you even put this together? But the thoughts that you guys came, I mean, every essay that we read, the thoughts just came off the paper as if you were living through it. And so we truly appreciate that. So now I'm going to turn this part over to First Lady Rowe.
Hello, everyone. Hello. It is great to be here at Taylor Tabernacle, home for me. All right. So my job is to recognize or acknowledge the winners. I can't say winners, but the ones that we – the best essay.
Right.
So, again, like Sister Helena said, we realized the topic was difficult, but you guys made it seem like it was not difficult when reading the essays. I was like, oh, okay. So I was very, very proud. So I'm going to acknowledge Isabella. She is the high school recipient. And Isabella, who I call Izzy Busy, was not able to be here today, but I'm going to ask her mom, Sister Lillian, to come up and receive her presentation, please. Isabella has completed her freshman year. Amen. Amen. Then we have Preston. Preston's coming forward. Preston is actually going to read his essay. Okay, so we ask that you give him your full attention. Come on up, Preston. He's our middle school recipient. Amen.
If God were looking for me to become a commander in one of his army divisions, I would choose long-suffering as my division. I would choose long-suffering as my division because I get to experience being long-suffering regularly by being an athlete. According to the word, being long-suffering is being completely humble and gentle, being patient, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4, verse 2. On my chosen terrain, the football field, being long-suffering means to push through the pressure, remembering plays and doing them correctly, and keeping my cool when protecting my teammates. And all, as the commander of for God's army in the division of long-suffering, I would treat my division similar to how I treat my football team, using drills such as relying on my team, meditation, and using focus to reach the end zone. To be good at playing football, you need to know how to ask for help. As a Christian, our help comes from God. Therefore, as a commander in the army of the Lord, I would lead my army in the drill of using prayer. God is like our spiritual coach, and we are his players. On the field, we might ask our teammates or our coaches for assistance, understanding a play or learning how to navigate an unexpected situation. As a Christian, we can look straight to God in prayer. One verse that shows faith in prayer is Matthew 21, verse 22. And whatever thing you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. As a commander in the army of the Lord, another one of my chosen drills would be meditation. Meditation can be helpful sometimes in stress when you might be disappointed in yourself or even annoyed in your teammates. The truth is, you just want to be good at the play and win the game. Using meditation on the field helps me as a player on the team to gather my emotions enough to get the job done. As a commander in the army of the Lord, meditation would be to remind myself as well as other people in the branch of which I am commander to do the same when it comes to the hard work of doing what God is asking for us. The Bible told us, blessed is the man whose delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. The law of the Lord in this instance is the word of that. On the field, this would be our playbook. Meditating is studying day or night on the word of God would be similar to studying day and night on a place outlined in our playbook. As an athlete, it's important to be long-suffering. As a Christian, it's important to be long-suffering. Hard times will come on the field, and they will most certainly come in life as a Christian. And it allows us to persevere through these times, knowing that we're going to have the support of our team, but most importantly, our God, if we keep pushing. We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that sufferings produces perseverance character, and character hope. Romans 5, verses 3-4.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Preston. Thank you. Again, I don't know about you, but I need long suffering, okay? I need prayer. I need meditation. How about you? So these students, again, encouraged us as the committee, again, in the things that they wrote. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you again. We ask you to give them all a hand. And we're going to have our Deacon Todd come forth.
Good morning, everybody. So a couple things I want to cover. We're going to talk about the scholarship recipients. But first and foremost, Celeste Williams Scholarship Fund. So who's Celeste Williams, right? If you're in the basement, you see the walls. And if you can pull that pole back, you'd see a beam. She's part of the foundation spiritually of this church. So it's a scholarship in her honor. And she was involved and ran the Bible study, Bible school for years. And so that throughout this church, you have people that have what? Gone under her spiritual tutelage. She's got grandsons and great-grandchildren in this room right now, right? That were built on what? Her foundation. So this scholarship that we give out every year honors her, and it honors the standard of excellence that she wanted us to have. not only in school, but right here in the church. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to move forward. Just one more thing I want to point out, because we are living in a world of untruth. I know you guys use the internet for information. Older people know it's not accurate, nor is it vetted. Take that to the Bible. Study to what? Show thyself approved. Right? A workman. You got to work at it. You can't be ashamed of the word of God, because you're going to need to rightly divide what is truth and what is not. That's what we're doing in Sunday school. That's what you're getting with an education. The ability to understand what makes sense and what is right. And to trust in the word of God. Amen? Amen. So what I'm going to give you are the middle school and high school recipients. The graduates, I'm going to pass the mic to someone else. But the middle school and the high school recipients of the scholarship. Amen? Amen. So with the middle school, there are three individuals. They all have the A averages. Amen? Amen. And let me make sure I go to the right page to cover it. First, we have, and you just heard him speak, right? Our brother Preston with his A average. Amen? Amen. Amen. Preston. Sister Kim, yes. Wonderful young man, working hard, what? Making an effort here with the Celeste Scholarship and also in school. Amen? A average. Amen. 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 Next individual with an A average, just completed the seventh grade, is our brother Jacob. Amen? Amen. Brother Jacob Ford. Amen. 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 Our brother Jacob Ford. Amen. Pastor's son. They're making sure he's learning, right? Amen. Amen. And the last one, and the only reason I made this person last is because they're not here. So I got to do like the Oscars thing. So it's my daughter, Kennedy McCoy. But I got to do this. Accepting on behalf of Kennedy McCoy as her father, Todd McCoy. Amen. So, but she's out of town right now. Now for our high school recipients, there's two things. There's one person who we're acknowledging because she continues to work. She continues to improve. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here today. But our sister Isabella. And again, her essay was very creative. Amen. 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 We're going to make Deaconess Lillian get up again. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. And our next high school recipient got an A average, but you got to put a plus next to it, too. That's where his numbers are right now. He's just starting out in high school. But it's our brother Gabe Curitan. Amen. 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 The A-plus average. And actually, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to step aside because we're going to talk about our graduates. We got some. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget Jackson? My fault. My fault. As we're coming up and down, I'm trying to look at this quickly. It's my fault. Because I do have to acknowledge Jackson for it. Amen. And his B-plus average. We know the things he's been going through. We know the things he is achieving. So it's my fault, and he's in my class, too, so I know he's going to give me a hard time. So that is my fault, folks. I'm falling short for that. Amen? Amen. We make mistakes. But, again, I'm going to step aside. I'm going to bring up Sister Jessica and Brother John Mitchell, Curitan, and Sister Jessica Lyons, and they are going to give the presentation for our graduates.
Hello, everyone. So for the first graduate we will be introducing, she's about, you know, just a half inch taller than me, despite where many of you believe. Some may argue that she has this presence when she walks into a room, but that could be when she just comes in my room to yell at me. Regardless, she is a young lady who has walked with God practically her whole life. And she is my little sister who I've known for the last 17 years of her life, matter of fact. She has been a member of Taylor Tabernacle since birth and served in a number of ministries over the years. Logan Lyons has been involved in the Young Life Experience Ministry, Young Life Choir, Praise Dance Ministry, Praise and Worship Team, and The Garden. Through hard work and some sleepless nights, this young lady has graduated from Kingsway Regional High School as what? Summa cum laude. And Logan Lyons will be attending the School of Engineering at Rutgers University in the fall for biomedical engineering. So congratulations, Logan. And although words cannot truly express how I feel, I do want you to know that I am beyond proud of you. I know as a big sister, I don't say this, well, ever, but I have always admired you and your beautiful journey in life thus far. Again, congratulations for a job phenomenally done, and know that your family and your church family at Taylor love you and are always behind you, supporting and praying for you, especially in those trying times. So good luck at university and with the rest of the journey, beginning of your journey in life.
Good morning, church. This next young man might also be a little bit taller than me, but just a little bit. You know, everybody be calling us twins recently. We are not twins. I'm older. You got to let them know. This young man has been a member of Taylor Tabernacle since birth and has been a member of several ministries over the years, including the Young Life Experience Ministry, the Young Life Choir, the maintenance ministry, the garden ministry, and his most known ministry, the AV ministry, always handing him the mics, the video, the audio. He's always doing his thing over there in the corner. Amen. And he graduated from the LaSalle College High School with a 4.0 GPA. This academic honor student will be attending the Smeal College of Business at Penn State University in the fall as a finance major. So we just really want to congratulate Josh. We're so proud of you, always growing up with you. It's truly been a pleasure to see you grow, and I'm excited to see what you do in these next 4 years.
Amen. Congratulations to those two and everyone else. We're going to get right into it. Could you please stand as we welcome our brother Jordan Ford? Come on, we can do better than that for Jordan. Jordan going to bring a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Khalil. Thank you, Khalil. Look, while you guys are standing, can we just give honor to God for the accomplishments of the children this morning? Amen. And, it's always so amazing, you know, Brother McCoy, Deacon Todd, he was up here earlier and he said, Celeste Williams set the foundation for the church. And what's so wonderful about the foundation is that it's so amazing when you can look down at what was built and you can look today and see what God has continued to build. And so we're so thankful for how he's continued to work in the lives of the people of this church. You may be seated. I'm so happy to be in the house of the Lord this Sunday morning. It's always a pleasure to be in the presence of the saints of God and just to see how his hand has continued to move in the lives of each and every one of you. Today is obviously a very special Sunday. It's our day of joy and our back to school Sunday. So if you couldn't tell by all the special appearances, you know, we had Brother Curitan on the organ, Brother Josh on the drums. We had the wonderful praise team that was up here earlier. I believe they were nominated for a couple Grammys. But this isn't CNN, so you can't fact check me on that. but I believe that it's so. As always, I want to give honor to Deaconess Lyons, who got me up here this morning. Amen. Amen. Bless her. Amen. You know, for all of you who have worked and served in the church, you know that if you get a text message from Deaconess Lyons on a random Tuesday evening, it's certainly not good news for you. So, you know, she's going to push you out of your comfort zone. She's going to ask you to do things that you probably rather not do. But after it's done, you'll certainly be better for it. So we thank her for that. Amen. You know, it's also I just want to give honor to all of you for just being here this morning. I know how hot it's been this week, so I certainly would have picked this Sunday to be the Sunday that I watched the service online. But we're so glad that you guys could be here today. And last but not least, I want to give honor to the man of God and the shepherd of this house, Pastor Jonathan Ford, who, again, is my father. And what a wonderful job he has done with this congregation. It's, you can always tell a mark of a good pastor, not by how well he's doing, but by how well those who he has been called to serve are doing. And I think we can say this church is in a good place. Amen. 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 So, you know, I'm going to jump straight into the message this morning. I want to remind all of you that I'm a young preacher, so my goal is to be here for a short and good time. Amen. I only want to be up here for less than 20 minutes so I can go home just as much as the next person. Amen. So in order for that, I'm going to need you guys to work with me. If you guys feel like saying amen, say amen. If I ask you to respond while I'm preaching, don't be afraid to respond. And I believe Brother Khalil sent out a text blast this morning and told everybody to brush their teeth twice. So if you have to talk to your neighbor, don't be shy. Amen? Amen. So listen, the last time I was in front of all of you, I preached a sermon about preparing your field for rain, and we were working from the story of Cain and Abel, and we uncovered the importance of preparing yourself to be blessed. And we touched on these words, if only, and if only is a phrase that really comes from when you're trying to achieve something and you're trying to do it and you fail, and it's not based on a lack of ability, but a lack of effort. And what I didn't tell you then was that that message was actually a part of a 3-part series. So today you guys will be getting part 2. And, you know, if Deaconess Lyons texts me again, you might get part 3. So the title of the sermon today is called The Burden of the Blessing. Amen. And we're going to be working from Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 12. I'm going to ask that you guys stand back to your feet briefly as we work through the text. I'll give you all a moment to find it as I pull it up myself. Again, that's Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 12. So if you're in your text, you'll find it, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, in the first month of the year, the whole community of Israel arrived in the wilderness of Zin and camped at Kadesh. While they were there, Miriam died and was buried. There was no water for the people to drink at that place, so they rebelled against Moses and Aaron. And the people blamed Moses and said, if only we had died in the Lord's presence with our brothers. Why have you brought the congregation of the Lord's people into the wilderness to die, along with all of our livestock? Why did you make us leave Egypt and bring us here to this terrible place? This land has no grain, no figs, no grapes, no pomegranates, and no water to drink. And Moses and Aaron turned away from the people and went to the entrance of the tabernacle, where they fell face down on the ground. And then the glorious presence of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord said to Moses, You and Aaron must take the staff and assemble the entire community. And as people watch, speak to the rock over there, and it will pour out its water. You will provide enough water from the rock to satisfy the whole community and their livestock. Verse 9, so Moses did as he was told. He took the staff from the place where it was kept before the Lord. Then he and Aaron summoned the people to come together at the rock. And Moses shouted, listen, you rebels, must we bring you water from this rock? And then Moses raised his hand and struck the rock twice with the staff, and water gushed out. So the entire community and their livestock drank their fill. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust me enough to demonstrate my holiness to the people of Israel, you will not lead them into the land that I am giving them. Amen? Amen. If we could just bow our heads for a moment as we approach the throne of grace. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we're so thankful that you've gathered us here today. We're so thankful that we have another opportunity to commune with the saints and glorify your name in each other's presence. Lord, we're so thankful for how you've continued to carry us through each season, through the ups and the downs. You strengthen our body, you strengthen our minds, you strengthen our spirit so that we can continue to fight the good fight, knowing that you will be with us in the end. Lord, we ask that while we're gathered here today, you allow your word to spread out among the congregation and touch each and every one of us that's gathered here today. Lord, we just hope that not only will we be blessed as we stand in this place, but as we go back into the field and into our daily lives, that your blessing continues to shine down through us, and we can be a reflection of your grace, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others as well. So, Lord, this is our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. All right, you all can be seated. So, look, hopefully you guys can all tell, but I'm obviously very young in my walk with Christ at the ripe age of 23, so I still like to reference the stories of the Bible rather than some of the more hardcore and major elements of the text. You know, if my father was up here, he could tell you about the Latin and the Greek roots of the word, but that's not really my bag. I'm not in it like that yet. But with that said, as I was preparing my message, I was looking for the perfect story that would help me convey what I wanted to say. And I landed on the story of Moses. And hopefully I won't have to do much explaining about who Moses was and what he did. But if I can give you an abbreviated version, Moses was delivered into Pharaoh's house as a child. He was led into a nation that hated his kind, where he was then elevated to a position of power. And God eventually blessed him to deliver his people out of the nation of Egypt and the shackles of slavery. And in the midst of delivering his people, Moses did many amazing things. He turned water into blood. He brought hail in the middle of the desert. He brought total darkness to Egypt for 3 days. He delivered water from the stone. And most notably, he parted the Red Sea with his staff. And what's amazing about that last part is in the Bible says, not only did he part the whole sea, it says they walked through the entire nation of Israel. They walked through the Red Sea on dry and solid ground. And, you know, if that's not an indication of God's hand on Moses' life, I don't quite know what is. When I was a kid, there was a popular show. It was called Avatar and the Last Airbender, you know, and a part of the show is the main characters. They could all bend a major element. Earth, water, fire, air. So obviously, like all the good kids at that time, the next time I got in front of a body of water, I tried to bend it. But somehow, some way, when I went to the beach and I had my sand shovel and I stuck it in the ground like Moses stuck his staff in the ground, the water did not part. Instead, you know, I got knocked back by a wave and was sent crashing back to the shore. So obviously I do not have Moses's blessing, but we understand that God blessed Moses. Amen. So if we look back in the text that we just read, we see that God had asked Moses in the midst of delivering the Israelites from Egypt and into the promised land. He specifically asked Moses to deliver them water in a specific way. If you scroll back up and you look at the text, you know, the Lord said to Moses, "You and Aaron must take the staff, assemble the entire community. And as the people watch, I need you to speak to the rock." Amen. But if as we continued reading, you saw that Moses did what he was told to do, but he did it in the way that he wanted to do it. Amen. He didn't do it the way that God had commanded him to do it. He did what he thought was best based on how he felt at the time that he did it. And instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock. And if you scroll down to verse 12, you'll see the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust me enough to demonstrate my holiness to the people of Israel in the way that I asked you to, you will not lead them into the land that I am giving them." And what's so important about that and the magnitude of that is we understand how blessed Moses is, but the deliverance of the people of Israel into the promised land was the culmination of all the blessings that had already been placed on Moses. So the fact that God took that away in an act of negligence means that the burden was too heavy for Moses. And instead of allowing himself to sit in God's blessing, he struck out and left all the goodness that was laid up in heaven for him on the table. So honestly, you know, I could stop right there, and if I quoted Pastor Ford, I would say, if you're with me in the spirit, you get it, but I can see that some of you guys haven't had your coffee yet, so I'll keep going. I'll go a little bit deeper into the word. And so what we talked about in my last message was, what do you do before you get the blessing? And we talked about how we prep the field for rain, but now we've jumped to the next part, which is we've prepared to receive the blessing. We've received the blessing, but now what do we do when God asks us to handle the blessing? And not only how do, not only, you know, what it is and how do we handle it, but how can we stay strong throughout the process? It's not a quick sprint. It doesn't come as soon as you get it. It's something that gets worse the longer you have to carry it. Amen. So you need to understand that the blessing is always going to be promised, but you have to understand when you incur a blessing, you also have received a burden that is associated with it. Luke chapter 12, verse 48 says it best. It says, "When someone has been given much, much will be required in return." And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required in return. You know, if you don't really get what God's saying, any Marvel fans in the room? Anybody like Marvel? Good. Well, the great prophet Uncle Ben once said, "With great power comes great responsibility." Amen. So to once you have received it, you have to continue to walk and be filled with the word in order to uphold the gift that God has placed on your doorstep. There's no such thing as a blessing without a burden. They're two sides of the same coin. Moses was overflowing with blessings. We already talked about all the things he was able to do through God who strengthened him, but in a moment of weakness, he forgoed his ultimate blessing, which was the promised land of the Israelites that God had set aside for him, because he no longer wanted to bear the burden of being God's chosen apostle. He was God's deliverance, and because of how heavy the blessing was that was on Moses, the standard that God held him to was higher than everyone else. You would think, you know, it's only natural that, you know, if I've done all these things for these people. I saved them from the Egyptians. I took them out of slavery. You know, like, can you imagine if Harriet Tubman came to the plantation and then one of the slaves turned around like, yo, you got pillows? Like, you know, it don't even sound right. You know, so he took these slaves out of Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. He brought, with the God's help, manna down from heaven to feed them. He brought water, but that still wasn't enough. And they pestered him and they said, why have you brought us out in the wilderness for almost 40 years? And like any person would at that time, and Moses said, you know, I'm sick of it. Here, just take it. I don't want to do it the way I'm supposed to do it. I don't want to be altruistic. I don't want to be holier than thou. Y'all asked for it. Here it is. But that's not the way that God had intended it to be done. And because of that, he no longer received that ultimate blessing that he was promised. Amen. Now, if you walk back a little bit more, and honestly, if you just apply this in your own life, most of us are not nearly as blessed as Moses. I told you guys how I couldn't split the water. So unless any of you can, you know, it means that none of us in here are as blessed as Moses. But what it does mean, though, is that his problem can still become your problem. Because we might not have that blessing, but we do have a blessing. Amen. So we have to understand that you can't take for granted the blessings that God has already put on your life. When you're walking in what he's already done in your life, you can't look forward about what will come and not appreciate what is in the present. Amen. So God doesn't bless you with things like an intellect for you to complain about having to study. Brother Preston, he didn't bless you with athletic ability for you to complain about the weight room. He didn't bless you with that new job so you could complain about going to work. He didn't bless you with a car so you could complain about getting gas, you know. He didn't bless you with kids so you could complain about having to raise the kids, you know. Why? Because if there was no burden with the blessing, then people would not be able to see God's favor on your life and how he's carried you and kept you throughout the process. Amen. 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 So, 2 Peter verse 3 and 9, it says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as you and I may understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, and he doesn't want you to be destroyed, but for everyone to repent. And what, you know, as I was sitting in there in the study and I was listening to what was going on, I was so blessed by what Sister Alina had said. He said, there's no substitution for hard work. And right after Sister Alina said that, you got Brother Preston who came up and he talked about, if I was a commander in God's army, I would stress the importance of long suffering. Amen. Because it's not enough to do it once. You got to do it year after year after year. Time after time after time. It's not good enough if I just did it one time. It's not good enough if I open my textbook one time. It's not good enough if I go to the weight room one time. It's not good enough if I just get one full tank of gas. What happens when I need to do it again? Amen. Amen. So what's important to understand as we think about long suffering, what that really means is that God's journey for your life, not like this. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. There's peaks and there's valleys, because with each blessing, there's a burden. Amen. So really how I want to tie this together is that to reap the fullness of God's promise, it's a guarantee that it will take time. It took Moses 40 years to deliver the people of Israel out of the wilderness. And the man, even though he was blessed and called and commanded to lead them out of the wilderness, he wasn't able to see the promised land. Why? Because in a moment of weakness, he no longer wanted to suffer. Amen. So my message to the church today is that the same way that you have asked God to bless you, the same way that you have asked God to help you in your preparation, you also have to ask God to keep you in your journey. Amen. So we can end it right there, but I'm in the moment, and I'm look to the hills from which your help's come from is like one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And what's funny about the Bible is that it will get better the longer you live and the more you read it. You know, there was a man, I can't recite the exact verse, but you know, in the Bible it says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I began to think like men do. And this just, that letting go of childish things and being now open to the fullness of God's blessing, not because of some new blessing that has been placed on your life, but because of new burdens that have been placed on you. And the only way to carry yourself through that burden is to look up to God and ask Him to keep you through the journey. Amen. So I'm going to ask that you all stand. I'm done with my message. John, you can give me some music and close me out. I just want to take a final moment, you know, while we're all here and while we're gathered together, the seeds of God's blessing are slow. And one of the, you know, we all know the garden that's out back. You know, before the garden was what it was today, it was just grass. There was no vision to the garden. We didn't do anything with the garden. You know, we had Brother Kirby cook out a couple times a year, but that was it. There was no food to feed the neighborhood. There was no food for the church. It was just grass. But one day a vision was placed on the pastor. And he said, I want to make it a garden. But in order to make it a garden, he had to prepare the field. Uncle Ronnie knows, 3-4 years ago, he had me come out. I think Brother Raymond was with us, and we tilled the field. 5 hours, 6 hours, we spent a couple of days out there just breaking up all the grass. Not because the grass wasn't good, but we had to prepare it for a new blessing. And once the grass was done, we broke the ground. It was all dirt. We had to plant the seeds. And the seeds are nothing. In order for the seeds to take root and do what they're supposed to do, it takes time. And once we planted the seeds, we got help from the outside. Sister Lynn and Brother Dave were helping us in the garden, and we planted all types of fruits and vegetables, and we still had to wait season after season after season. But then eventually, one year down the line, all of a sudden, we look out and we look to the garden, and it's full of harvest. But the whole time, as we were preparing it, as we were building it up, there was a greater burden that was placed on us just to keep it there. We still had to tend to the garden. We still had to water the garden. We still had to maneuver the plants around. We had to pluck the fruit. And then once you reap the benefits of the harvest, it's not as if it automatically repopulates. You have to do it all over again. So what I want to do in closing out is, if I could call Sister Deanna up, and I could use Brother Khalil if he's free. But for any of our children, for any of our adults that just need a blessing, not because they're concerned about managing what they have, but managing the additional blessings that God's going to put on your life and the burdens that are going to come with that, I just want to give you an opportunity to come and allow Sister Deanna and Brother Khalil to lay hands on you, if you will. But we'll just give it a second. If there are any of those who need help today, feel free to come up, receive a blessing. Amen.
And while they're coming, just ask everyone to bow your heads for a moment of prayer. Again, just echoing the words of Brother Jordan, if you're here and you would like prayer this Sunday morning, this is our custom to invite people to come forward that we might pray for you, pray for your family, pray for your friends, those connected to you. So glad for all of our young people that are coming forward. We thank God for them. Thank God for you. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And Lord, we give you glory this morning. We give you glory for all of these young people that have come this morning. Thank you for all of the young men. Thank you for all of the young women that have come willing to be seen in the house of God, willing to be named a child of God. We thank you for them today, Lord, and how you have blessed them and how you have kept them. We thank you for your arm of mercy and your hand of protection over all of our young people. Streets today are filled with violence. Communities and neighborhoods are besieged by drugs and alcohol and all manner of evil. But yet, God, your arm protects them. Your hand covers them day after day, week after week as they travel to school. Public transportation, walking, doing. God, you cover them. For that, we give you the glory. For that, we give you the praise. Lord, we thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. You preserve the seed of the righteous. Hallelujah. No evil shall befall them. God, continue to keep them. Continue to bless them. God, sharpen their mind. Hallelujah. Give them godly wisdom. Give them human understanding. Cause them to excel. Cause them to go above and beyond. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. God, you said in your word that if we would train up a child in the way and in the manner that they ought to live, you promised, God, they would not depart from it. Hallelujah. God, keep them straight and narrow path. Lead them and guide them to all manners of truth. Oh, my God. Father, I pray that you would give them creative minds. Give them creative concepts. Give them creative ideals. Give them genius. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous. Marvelous in our sight. God, you gave them to us. And now, God, we give them back to you. God, you bless us with them. And now we bless you with them right back. They belong to you. Your hand, your arm, your mercy. Cover them. Protect them. Keep them. Let them run and not be weary. Let them walk and not faint. Let them mount up with wings of an eagle. Oh my God. Let these young people soar. Come on, God. Let them go to the highest. Come on, God. Show the world what faith in God can do. We thank you for them. We praise you for them. Today, God, we honor you for them. And on their behalf, oh, thank you, Jesus. So this is our prayer, God. We commit them into your hands. Don't allow the enemy to sift them as wheat. Don't allow the enemy to come in and attack, destroy. But build a hedge all around them. Cause the world to know that they belong to the one true God. and you alone shall be their portion. So we thank you. We praise you. We adore you now. Come on, everybody everywhere. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise this Sunday. Come on, let's thank God for our young people. Come on, come on, come on, young people. Come on, let's bless God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. If it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, I would have been swallowed up. I would have been destroyed somehow, some way. God lifted me up. God turned me around. God, he's the reason that I made it. Come on, people, give the Lord a hand clap. Give him the best praise. Give him the best praise. Come on, come on, give him your best praise. Woo! Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you for my sons. Thank you for my daughters. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you for my grandbabies. Yes. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Come on, parents. Where the parents at? Yeah, I need the parents to praise God. Yes, God is doing it. Yes, God is helping you. Raise your kids. God is helping you. Woo! That's how we made it. God brought us through. That's how we made it. God made a way. I know what I'm talking about this Sunday. I know what I'm talking about. God did it. Oh, my goodness, and we give God the praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, the seed of Abraham is blessed. I know they're smart. I know they're tall, and I know they're this, and I know they're that. But I know the real reason. God made a way when the devil wanted to have them. God stepped in between. Believe what you want to believe. Believe what you want to believe. I'm telling you, I know what God did. No one else could do it. But the Lord stepped in when I needed him the most. Oh, bless his name forever and ever. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Woman of God. Yeah. Yes. The anointing of the Lord be on you now. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank God for you. You may be seated all over the church. Yeah, thank God. Thank God. I don't know about you, because I come to church to get help. I come because I need the Lord to help me. So don't leave without the blessing of the Lord being on your life. So we thank God. We thank God. Thank God for all of our young people. Thank God for all of our young adults. Faithfulness in coming. Not just this Sunday, but every Sunday. For participating in our Sunday school program, participating in our Celeste Williams Scholarship Fund. Contrary to what the media would have us believe, they want us to believe that all we know is violence. They want us to believe that all we know is addictive and abusive behavior. And you don't have to take my word. Watch your news. Wherever you're from. I look at so many faces. Many are from this local area, but there are a number who are not. Just watch your local news. And see the images that they want us to see and believe. Watch how your government leaders speak about your communities. Just listen. You don't have to. Just listen to see for yourself. And I'm just here to let you know that in spite of that, God still blesses his own sons and his own daughters. In spite of what the world says, God says differently. And so God is blessing our young people. He's raising them up. This is why we're so excited about this day every year, annually, that we take special time out to celebrate, honor, reward all of our young people. I believe it's harder for them today than it was for us yesterday. I believe it. I live the dichotomy. I remember how I was raised and what we did when we were young. And then I compare it to what these young people are going through today. It's literally night and day. Literally. Literally. Not figuratively. Literally. It's night and day. The stuff that they are encountering at 8, I didn't hit till 18. I had 10 more years to develop, 10 more years to grow, 10 more years to mature. And I still messed up with it. They're getting hit at 8 and 9. One of the Sunday school teachers asked me a while back, is it okay to start talking about a proper sexual behavior biblically to the middle school grade? Should we wait till? I said, no, start now. I said, start now. I said, as a matter of fact, you may be a year too late. It's just the reality of where the world is now. And as the world is speeding up and trying to suck our children down a vacuum, we need to speed up. The book of Isaiah says we need to lift a standard against the enemy. It's the only way our children are going to make it. It's the only way. It's the only chance they have. It's the only hope they will ever be given. It's got to come out of the Word of God. It's got to come from the people of God. It needs to be demonstrated in the house of God. I learned something Friday night that almost blew me away. I knew it, but I think I've forgotten it over the years. Friday night, we got together as men, all of the men in the church. About 25 of us got together upstairs, men, young men, old men, teenage boys. And the young guys reminded me that young people like church. That's what they reminded me Friday night. When I took open, they were suggesting all the things. They reminded me. They were like, Pastor, I like church too. I may not like it for the reasons you like it, but I do like it. I do want to come, and today's a witness. All the Sundays are a witness. They said, I'm going to come, so I'm coming. So I'm so grateful today. What a great day. We thank God for Jordan and his faithfulness. Let's thank God for him. So proud of him. Now, guys, I put a Bible in this chair. Yeah, tell them to bring it back. Whoever took it, find them and tell them to bring it back. Did you take it? Is it in my office? No, I have it. Good. So now, what we're going to do today, we get ready to take up an offering. But before we do, I want to read you something. You heard about the Celeste Williams Scholarship, and these are the directions and information for the kids. And somehow this was left on my desk. One of my boys obviously was working in my office. They left this on my desk. I want to read you something. Caught my attention. So Celeste Williams was the superintendent of Taylor Tabernacle Sunday School for over 50 years. She was the primary adult Bible study teacher. She also earned certificates and courses for reading the Bible in the year, within a year, multiple times. Many pastors credit her for the knowledge that they gained in understanding the Word of God. She was an exemplary teacher. She truly had a passion for teaching the Word of God, and she also instilled the importance of education into all the young people at Taylor Tabernacle. To continue her legacy, the Celeste Williams Scholarship Fund was launched in the spring of 2000. That's what caught my attention. The Celeste Scholarship is awarded to young students pursuing higher education that excel academically in their biblical knowledge. So out of that paragraph, you see what I underlined. It was launched in the spring of 2000. So that means what? That this year, 25th year, I don't know how. I didn't pick up on it earlier, Kim. But when I read that, for 25 years, 25 years of giving scholarships, helping kids go on to pursue higher education, helping our young people excel, 25 years. So this is what I want to do this Sunday. And I want to do it in the next 7 minutes. I want to raise $2,500. Today, not for this year's scholarships. The money for every scholarship is already in the bank. This year is done. I want to raise $2,500 this Sunday because I just want you to look at all the young people in the church all around. They're in the back here. Some are even upstairs. For the scholarship fund to continue for another 25 years, we've got to jump start it today. So we're going to do it in a couple ways. This is how I want you to help me this Sunday. If you're here this Sunday, and you can give $250 today, I want you to do it. My dad was down in Knoxville, Tennessee. My dad said, I'll start it. My dad said, I'm sending $250 today. That's what my dad did. Said, John, send it. And you can send her up, Kim. So this is what I need. I need you to listen. I need three other people today to give $250. My dad is one. My dad is one. I need three other people. Just prepare it. Don't give it. Prepare it. Right? If I can get three other people to give $250, that's $1,000. We're down the road. Right? I need three people. Three people who remember Celeste Williams. Three people, I need three people who believe in young people. Believe in young people you don't even know. I don't know them. I just came, I was walking down the street and I heard the music. I came in. That's fine. I need you to sow a seed of $250 because we got to get this to go another 25 years. Now, like many of you, I have kids. And as a result, I can't give $250. Why? Because they taken $150 out of my pocket. But what I can do, I can give $100. That's what I'm doing today. For Celeste Williams. For scholarship. For the love of young people. I need nine people to give $100. If nine people join with me and give $100, that's another $1,000 already. We're almost at the finish line. We're turning the last lap. I need three to give $250, right? I need nine to give $100, right? You can give anywhere in between $200, $175, but that's what we got to do. Just prepare it. Don't give it. Just prepare it as I'm speaking. As I'm speaking in your ear, let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. Say, yeah, Pastor, I'm going to give. I'm going to give $250. Pastor, I'm going to join Bishop Ford. I'm going to give $250. I'm going to join Pastor Ford. I'm going to give $100. If we do it, that's $2,000. We're down the road. Now, here's my great challenge. I need all of our young people. Everybody, all of our young people, I need you to give today. Every young person. And by a young person, I mean you're older than 5 years old. Got to give today, right? John, there's Venmo to give. Is the pastor's, what do they call it? Cash App. Is it up there? You see it? Cash App is up there. I mention that because so many of the young people have told me, Pastor, yeah, I got a little bread, but I like to give by Cash App. Today, use that. That's my Cash App. Anything coming in today is going to the church. Young people, you can give. Young people, listen to me. You must give. Jordan read out of Luke 12:48. He says, to whom much is given, much is required. You can't allow God to bless you and you fail to bless him back. This is how you bless God. He said, bring it into my storehouse so that there might be meat in the house of God. I hope as I've been speaking, you've been preparing yourself. Again, I need three people this Sunday, right now, to give $250 to join my dad. If you're here this Sunday, I need you to give $100. I need nine people today to give $100. And then after that, I need everybody, regardless of your age, anything else, you got to give. Maybe you can give $25, maybe $50. I know you didn't come planning to give that, but you didn't know you were going to run into God today. And you didn't know God would require a blessing from you. Many of us came to church looking to get a blessing from God. But God's turning the table. God says, look, they're all around you. Why don't you give today? Why don't you give today? You've been sitting for a long time. So in the spirit of the old church, I'm going to ask you to stand and come forward and give. But this is what I want, because so many of you give electronically. I want you to give electronically, either using Cash App or by texting Taylor61. You get that passcode, give you a link, you can give that way. Some of you are like me, and you check or cash, whatever you do. I don't want anyone here today to not give. What am I saying? If you don't have anything to give, ask somebody close by, loan me a dollar. Loan me $5, I'll pay you back. But you must give today. Today, the anointing is on the giver. You believe the word of God. I'll say this, and we're going to, everybody stand. Everybody stand. We're going to get you out of here. This is what the word of God says. You can, Jordan was talking about fact checking. Fact check me in the word of God. The word of God says it is more blessed to what? Give than to receive. We go through our lives and we got the twist. We always want to receive, but we never want to give. Today we break that spirit in the house of God. Today I become a giver. That's what I'm going to do. Every time I come to God's house, I'm going to be a giver. I'm going to sow something back to the ministry, to the lives of young people. So, John Mitchell and Jordan, give us something up tempo. This is what I want. If you're giving electronically, I still want you to come. This is what I want you to do. I just want you to touch the plate. Just come in agreement that we're giving. Now, obviously, if you're giving cash or check, you can put it in. Zoe's here. She's holding our plate. But no matter where you are, if you're unable to come forward, have a young person do it for you. But I want everyone to come forward. If you're giving electronically, just touch the plate. Right? Right? But everyone's giving. If you don't have money to give, ask somebody next to you. Loan me a dollar. Right? Loan me something. No, and bring me my briefcases in there. My brief is against the wall. Bring that. If you don't have something to give, ask me. I'll give you something to give. But you must give today. Why? We got to raise $2,500 in memory of Celeste Williams. Okay? Everybody in good shape? They're going to give us some up-tempo music. You need some? All right. He's already coming. So look, you got your instructions. Remember what we need. Three people, 250, 9, 100. Everybody else giving. All right, starting in the very back. Shauna, help me. Very back. Let the back come first. Come on. Let them start coming. Let them out. Let them out. Let them out. Let them give. Let them give. Everybody, even if you're giving electronically, touch the plate. Touch the plate. Say, I'm in agreement. This is unity here. I'm in agreement with that. I'm giving. The Lord has been too good to me. John, I need something faster. Up tempo. Come on, I'm giving. Everybody, I'm giving. Remember, I need three people, 250. I need nine people, 100. We got to cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time. I need everybody. Everybody. That's right. The little baby is giving. God bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. We got a lot of scholarships to give out over the next 25 years. A $1 offering won't do it today. $2,500. I got to get it. Come on. Thank God, Reverend Ratcliffe said he's given 250. He said, Pastor, I don't have it on me. I'll bring it next Sunday. Guess what? We'll be here next Sunday. Everybody.
Pastor, what's your Cash App? Pastor, what's the Venmo? Today I'm giving. Today I'm going to be a blessing. Today I'm going to do it. So many of our young people have jobs. So many of our young people are working over the summer. I need you today, young people. Sow back. You've benefited from the scholarship. You've benefited from the support. You've benefited from the Sunday school. Give something back to God today. Today. Come on, give it. How we doing, boys? Did y'all give? Oh, y'all give it? Good. Did y'all give? Cash App. Did you give? Huh? Good. His mom gave you. Good. Touch the plate. Today. You guys can be seated. Fantastic. Thank you. Come on, let's give Zoe a hand. She helped us. She helped us raise a special offering. We're almost finished. I told the guys on Friday night, this is what I told them. This was my resounding message to them as men of all ages. Just 80. We had some that are 13 and 14 that were there. This was my resounding message over and over. I kept saying that every time we had the discussion go around, I just reinforced it. I said, men lead. Isn't that what I said, Kurt? I kept saying it. Men lead. We get out front. We don't wait for somebody else to do it. We don't complain about what's not being done. God calls us as men to lead. So I thank God for all of our young men up front, came out on Friday night. People were asking, what about that lead? It means leading. We talked about one of the young men said, bringing your family to church. Excellent. But I just want to get this because this is important. We also have to lead in giving. You don't know how important it is for your son, your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandson, your nephew, your niece, to see you give. That's how the seed of philanthropy is planted in our young people. If you give, and that's great that you give, but if they never see you give, there's never a connection. They got to see it. Boom. And it plants a seed. So that then they grow up and they become what? Givers, just like you. I'm going to close with this. We celebrate Celeste Williams. I want all of her grandsons, great-grandsons. I know you don't want to do it, but just stand so we can acknowledge you. They're all here. Terry's here, Jamal, Dorian, Aaron. Come on, let's honor them. This is her seat. Thank God for them. Thank God for them being here. Thank God for them sharing their grandmother, their great-grandmother with us so that we can be blessed. Thanks, fellas. We thank God for them. But you would have to be affiliated with the church from years and years ago. But there was a great trio, a quadruple, I don't know, the number goes on and on. It was Celeste Williams. Without question, it was Dr. Taylor, founding pastor then. My grandmother used to run in the crew, Florence Butler. And then out of all of these fantastic ladies, there was a guy hanging out. And that guy was Horace Reese. Thank God for Horace Reese. I want to prove something about God's faithfulness in 60 seconds. Horace Reese was our sexton, our maintenance guy. Somehow, with duct tape, glue, a few nails, a few screws, none of them the same. Now, you have screws, they're all supposed to be the same length, the same. He never had anything that matched. And he would always say, Johnny, go get me the hammer. And he'd do what Uncle Horace did. And I don't know how he did it, but if Celeste was 50 years, he had to be right there too. For 50 years, he literally held this church together. He didn't pray it together. He didn't shout it together. When everyone would go home, he would come, his toolbox, his work truck, whatever needed to be fixed, he would find a way to fix it. And so today, we honor his memory. Now, here's the thing about legacy. Horace Reese left this world a number of years back. And before he left this world, you know, obviously he retired, slowed down, couldn't do what he couldn't do. And the church was without a fixer. Stuff would get broke and stay broke. Toilets would go out and they stay out. And I would ask him after, I said, why are they standing back there? Oh, the toilet's broke, Pastor. No one could fix it. No one knew what to do or how to. Why. For so many years, Deacon Reese did it. He got it done. He complained while he did it, but he got it done. If you know Deacon Reese, you know I'm telling the truth. He complained about it, but he got it done. And to prove that his spirit lives on, again, we were together Friday night. I guess for the last 10, 15 years, God has blessed us with another fixer. That's it. That's who he is. I asked all the guys, you know, what's something you would like to do in the church and all that? When it came to Curb, he said, I like to fix stuff. If it's broken, he said, call me, Pastor. Don't get a contractor. Call me. I'll figure the time. I'll come over to him, his wife Lillian. They literally, in the spirit of Deacon Reese. And what I like about Kirby, and I love Deacon Reese, my uncle and all that, I love Deacon Reese. But the thing I like about Kirby, unlike Deacon Reese, doesn't complain. Anytime I asked Deacon Reese to do something, I had to sit 15 minutes and just let him get it out. Johnny, they don't do this. And you ought to read. Nothing I could do. I needed him to fix it. Kirk, send him a text. Pass, I got it. Come in Sunday, the toilets are working. Come in the middle of the week, the lights are all fixed. And Kirk got it. I got it. So just like we honor Celeste and our giving scholarships, we honor the memory and legacy of Horace Reese, her brother, and all that he did to fix the church. We thank God that his spirit lives on that young man right there. Yeah, that's praiseworthy. That's praiseworthy. Now, his spirit lives not only in Curb. Remember I was talking about they have to see you give and make some kind of connection, and it plants the seed of generosity in the heart and in the life of a young person. Horace Reese, his son is here, Horace Reese Jr. It's praiseworthy. You'll see why we're clapping in a minute. You'll see why we're clapping in a minute. Sonny's here. Joyce is here, his wife. They live out in California. Anytime they come in town, always come by the church, always a blessing to the church. Without that's nothing. They just do that. They called me maybe 2-3 months ago. Said, I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to speak to your wife. I caught up with him. I said, Sonny, sorry. Message been running, whatever. He said, look. He said, I've talked to my church about being a blessing to your church. So I'm on the elder board there, and I begin to share with them the work the Tide Center is doing. When you leave this place today, make sure you go outside. The garden is in full bloom, producing over 1,000 pounds of fresh produce every summer. People are living on the street, homeless people coming to eat out of our garden, getting fruit, vegetables, right here. Walk out, you'll see it. The garden, our garden is already back there, you'll see it. My wife shared with them the work she's doing in the area of adult literacy. Taking adult learners, men and women, for whatever reason, life circumstance, never completed high school. For whatever the reason. They're at a stage in their life now and they're saying, you know what, I want to go back. I want to get my GED. I want to get my diploma. My wife is running that program Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights. She's down here working with adult learners. And so we shared that with Sonny and the work we were doing, our computer center. Sonny shared it with his church and his pastor. And he sent me a text that had an emoji with a big smile on it. He said, we're coming to town and we're bringing gifts with us, right? So now I'm going to give him the mic. You know, I don't have to stand, don't have to come up. It's yours to say whatever you would like to say.
I'll stand here with support.
You got it?
Good. Thank you, Pastor. Boy, I thought I couldn't say nothing after Jordan spoke. Then your dad stepped on your toes, his toes. But it's a blessing to be here. That's the first thing. God is good. He talked about my dad and everything. I look up there on the wall. It was three musketeers. Reverend Lucille Ford, Reverend Radcliffe, and Sonny Reese. God has been good to us. And like the pastor said, I'm an elder at our church, and we have our board. We only have 3 members on our board, but thank God I'm on the board. We only have 4 African American at our church, and that's one with my wife Joyce Reese and myself. And I think I carry a little weight around the church, being older. And like you said, I had it's been on my heart because I'm always getting all, envelopes from the church turning the tide. And a couple times we have the churches send money. And I went to our board this particular day and I said, you know, it's been on my heart. We got 1 empty slot for giving. You're giving to a lot of the other churches. I want you to give to my home church back in Philadelphia. And my pastor said, I have no problem. So I had 2 votes. I didn't need the 3rd vote. But he acknowledged it anyway. So I contacted Pastor Ford. And as he said, I won't go back over it again. They approved it. And Joyce, could you help me? All my pastor wanted was something to verify what's being given to the church. And I got this letter. Elder Horace Reese Jr., care of Calvary Chapel Church, Rio Vista, California, supporting the Turning the Tide community outreach. Thanks for reaching out and inquiring about Turning the Tide. Community outreach service. It's generosity of supporters like Calvary Chapel that continue to serve the most vulnerable residents in our city. One of our most active and costly initiatives is the Learning Center. Focuses on adult community education and family literacy. Through the Learning Center GED preparation course, we have delivered over 150 hours instruction this year, and we expect to share a common goal to attain higher school equivalency diplomas. Accomplishing the milestone brings each student closer to receiving larger goals and a security higher education job or enrolling college. Turning the Tide has been reliable in community sources for over, what's the number that you wanted? 25 years. Providing us with a one-time recruiting donation helps to ensure that we can continue our work for 25 years. Signed, Deputy Director Jamae Samuels Ford. I read this to our church, and they was like blown away. I gave it to my pastor, and he didn't have Pastor Ford's email address, but he sent it back and said he was really excited about helping the communities because so many in our African-American communities are going astray. So I was so glad. Pastor Ford asked for $250 for my Aunt Celeste, but I had already gave $100. But First Lady, please, I need you. Could you come over here? I can't walk. You can see I can't walk over there. Used to be when Reverend Radcliffe, we was upstairs. I can't get up those stairs anymore. But anyway, this is, I told Pastor Ford, I says, we're coming bearing gifts. And this is a gift from our church and also from Horace Reese Jr. and Joyce Reese. $1,000.
Thank God for Sonny and Joyce. Thank God for the Calvary Chapel of Rio Vista. But again, I'm just going to say this and I'll leave it alone. I don't want you to look at the money. That's not the point. The point is a spirit of giving. He already has given his money annually, right? Went and found another institution, asked that they give. You follow me? That's what I mean. The spirit of giving gets in you. And it's not just, oh yeah, well, no. It's just, it's on the, God makes that impression on the heart, and you become a giver, right? Not just to our churches. So many of our African American institutions are dying because African Americans won't give, you know, and we need that. Please.
I forgot one other thing.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. And on top of that slot that I was talking about, we will be giving the Tide Center $150 each month. Until I pass or something happens to Taylor Tabernacle.
All right. Right? Come on. That deserves a what? A standing. That's a standing ovation. That's what that is. Come on, Taylor. Come on. Right? That's what I'm talking of, the spirit of giving. I'm just going to keep giving. That's what he's saying. He's just saying, as long as I'm alive. So what are we praying for tonight? That Sonny Reese lives a long life. Because as long as he's living, he's what? Giving. Kim, anything else? We're all done? Okay, there's refreshments upstairs. Everybody, there's refreshments upstairs on the third floor. Invite you to come up and join us. The second floor is going to be open. If you want to see our computer center for Turning the Tide, you can peek in, take a look at it on your way up. As you leave, the garden is right behind us. Every Sunday, we give away fresh produce, fruits, vegetables, and herbs. I asked you to give. Now I'm asking you to take. When you leave, take home some fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs out of our garden, and may it be a blessing to your house and your family. Now unto him that is able and alone to present us faultless before the Heavenly Father and his host of angels, God, go with us, stand by us,
stand up strong in us, especially our young people. Give them the courage to live boldly for you. In school, on the playgrounds, the neighborhoods, the streets, let them be a light of your love. And Father, I pray today that the spirit of giving, which comes from above, would be implanted in all of us. This is our prayer. We ask it in Christ's name for his sake, glory alone. All of God's people say amen, amen, amen again. Hey, my wife and I are going to be up here. As you make your way upstairs, would you come by and just shake our hands before you go up? Service is dismissed. You're free to go. But as you go, I want you to come just shake our hands. Just want to love.